in support of Ukraine, in terms of our material support.
I think that the Trump administration is off to a good start in terms of appointing someone who's a capable expert, and then, you know, also highlighting it as an important priority.
John Hutt, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine from 2003 to 2006, just tell us understand that Putin's aggression in Ukraine is a threat to American interests in Europe and worldwide.
He understands that ending the war in a way that assure, as Trump wants, Ukraine's survival is important to the United States.
Former Trump National Security Advisor, now Trump critic John Bolton, says that Trump does not have enough experience for the job.
He doesn't have a sense of the conflict himself. He's an opponent of NATO in many respects.
David Kramer was the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasia Affairs during the George W. Bush administration. Trump has proposed national security team as a hopeful sign for Ukraine and Europe.
I think the choice of General Kellogg, for example, as a special envoy is a very hopeful sign. Hopefully Secretary of State Pompeo also understands the situation well. The National Security Advisor, Michael Lawrence, is a very strong pick.
Trump is expected to work closely with Russ, operating in act as committed to bringing the war in Ukraine to peaceful resolution. Татьяна Ворожкова, VOA News, Washington.
Elsewhere in the U.S., thousands of people in some U.S. states, like New Jersey, are looking to the skies and asking the same question. What is going on? In recent weeks, countless drones have been spotted, and everyone from residents to the incoming president has questions. Anita Powell reports from Washington.
U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Sunday there was no indication of foreign involvement. He said that authorities are armed, appointed to stretch thin resources.
I want to assure the American public that we are on it. We are working in close coordination with state and local authorities, and it is critical, as we all have said, for a number of years, that we need from Congress additional authorities to address the drone situation. Our authorities currently are limited, and they are set to expire. We need that extended.
President Biden warning the quiet skies have lit up over the week with a special sea cancer. Christopher Stabilis is a hobbyist drone pilot in Clinton Township, New Jersey.
So no signs of a commercial airliner, but they're the signs of a vehicle. Because if they get lower, they would get substantially bigger. And I can see that. I can tell. It's not a hobbyist. And there's so many around New Jersey throughout the whole state. Everybody's seen this for 3-4 weeks now that imagine how much money this must cost.
Top elected leaders are demanding action. Senator Chuck Schumer is Senate Majority Leader.
Why do we have more questions than answers? Well, we're here today for three reasons. First, to push a new but unclassified tech into White House, the so-called Robin, to get answers on these drones, and also to announce that I am going to help pass and I'm going to co-sponsor legislation that will combat these drones in a better way by allowing local police departments and state police departments to help the feds in citing these drones, which so many have requested.
President-elect Donald Trump offered his own theory Monday. He did not say whether he received a classified briefing on the matter.
The government knows what is up.
They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment.
And I think we'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows. And for some reason, we want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on.
Whatever this is, everyone agrees. They want answers. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
On Tuesday, Denmark released anti-whaling activist Paul Watson, who founded the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, an anti-poaching and direct action group focused on marine conservation activism, and said it had rejected a Japanese request to extradite him over criminal charges dating back of more than a decade. Reuters correspondent Arthi Thiagarin has more.
Well, I'm certainly relieved.
Denmark freed anti-whaling activist Paul Watson from detention in Greenland on Tuesday, and said it had rejected a request from Japan to extradite him over criminal charges dating back more than a decade.
Hard part is being I haven't seen my children since June,
But the support here in Greenland has been incredible.
Watson is the founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservationist Group and the Captain Paul Watson Foundation. He was apprehended in July when a ship docked in Greenland, which is an autonomous Danish territory. Japan has issued an international warrant for his arrest, putting him on charges of breaking into a Japanese vessel in the Antarctic Ocean in 2010, obstructing its business and causing injury as well as property damage. Denmark's justice ministry said it factored in the age of the case, and in particular an uncertainty over whether Watson's time in detention in Greenland will be deducted from any final sentence in Japan. The 74-year-old was released in Greenland's capital Nuuk, according to police there.
You know, I've received over 4,000 letters while I've been in prison. It has been really overwhelming. I've even gotten dozens of the letters from Japan, which have been very supportive.
A spokesperson for Japan's embassy in Copenhagen declined to comment. Japan's foreign minister did not immediately respond to a request for one. Watson has had strong support in France, where he has lived with his family since 2023. French President Emmanuel Macron and actor Brigitte Bardot threw their support behind a campaign for his release. Watson says the focus now is reconnecting his family.
That was Reuters correspondent Karthi Thinakaran reporting for us.
And that'll wrap it up for today.
This has been International Edition on the Voice of America.